Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. In the studio with me, it is Councillor Jo McRae from Orange City Council. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, let's talk about Youth Week. It's underway at the moment, I believe.
It's fantastic to see so many different activities running. And look, today there's a colour run. Head down to Elephant Park, 12 o'clock till 1:30. It's a free event. You can do as many laps as you like of that 1 kilometre track. But what a wonderful way, get a bit of colour. Orange is known as the colour city, but a colour run for Youth Week's a great way to celebrate. But Monday, if you're into a bit of laser tag.
I love the laser tag.
Oh, look, that's on at the North Court, 9:30 to 4 o'clock. You do need to make a booking for this one. It is targeting the ages from 12 to 24, half hour to half hour sessions. A really great chance to get out, maybe take a few mates down, hit them with some lasers, and look, enjoy Youth Week, and the activities that Council's putting on are on the social media pages, or get in touch with Council via the website or give them a call and see what's on.
Okay, now future city work is continuing Lord's Place and Byng Street.
Look, they're kicking off. You'll see a lot of works happening on the side of the road, preparing for some of that important works that goes on underground, making sure sewer lines, water lines and all of those things are lined up. But it is great to see the Future City project. It feels like we've been talking about it for years, but with McNamara Lane and now with Lord's Place and Byng Street actually seeing some action, it's great to see. But look, just be aware, there may be some slight disruptions to traffic, but all of those businesses are open, and it's really important we do continue to see this growth. CBD is going to be the beating heart. We just need to see a few of these projects finished off.
All right, let's talk about the sporting precinct. Now, it's a very contentious issue, this one is. I think our city needs it, but some people tend to disagree. It's been delayed. What's happening here?
Oh, look, it's a good question, Neil. It is a divisive issue. There's some concerns about the trees that need to be removed as part of the current plan. But this week we've seen a report from the Heritage Council, which has put a bit of a pause on a planned meeting where Council was going to make a recommendation regarding the DA for the tree removal. So we've got a delay. It is important that Council assesses the full planning consequences, this full DA. Council staff have got to do a bit more work. There's suggestions there needs to be a master plan for the entire site, and it does include some New South Wales health facilities, as well as, you know, the Bloomfield Hospital site is actually a heritage site itself.
Right.
So the Heritage Council has said, you know, you need to do a little bit more work here. We need to have a bigger picture approach, and they also want to see how it ties into the broader Brabham side, that actual existing sporting side. And there are some, you know, issues relating to the landscape concept plan. So it's a bit disappointing for those who are very keen to see these new sporting fields, the athletics track. We know that we're bursting at the seams when it comes to kids' sport and the participation fields we need. Maybe there are some people who aren't so keen on, you know, the stadium and whether that's needed. But really, look, the council, the Heritage Council, has reiterated their support of the redevelopment of the precinct as a community sporting precinct. So it is still their support's there, and it is still council's preferred site for Orange's new sporting precinct. The question is making sure it's done properly, making sure we have a sound plan, and the community consultation has been informing this, and we will tweak those plans as we go along, but it's not going to happen as quickly as council might like.
Okay, all right. Good to know that it is still moving forward, albeit slowed down significantly. Now, budget is on public exhibition and people can have a look at it and have their say.
Look, the council budget is one of the main issues people often have a whinge about. We do know that it includes rates. 34% of council's income does come from rates. But if you're interested, you want to have your say, you can do a quick survey. You can see the full budget online. You could even make a formal submission. Did you know, Neil, there's $100 broken down into the main areas council spends it on. Biggest right. expense for Orange is water. So $14 out of every $100 for council's expenditure is on water. So jump onto the council your say site, find out where council's planning to spend your money or the grants that come from the government and the user fees that are charged for people who use council's facilities, and really be informed about what we're doing with your money for the plan for the next financial year.
Okay, fantastic. I'm with Councillor Jo McRae from Orange City Council. Thanks for the facts, the figures. I appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week on the show.
Thanks, Neil.